Hey everyone, it's me, your favorite little kitty cat. So, I just got done with taking the residents to the church rummage sale. And I got a skirt and some twin bed sheets for my son's new apartment when he moves to college. And I realized something today that, okay, I might have failed my test yesterday, and I might fail two more times. But I do realize something, that I still have a job. My primary job is still secure. I talked to my boss today, and even though I would have to forfeit my CDL and my school bus endorsement, it's not like I can't do it again, you know. And my husband said the same thing. He said, you know, it would just be a minor setback, but I still would be working. And the reason why I think it's still not that bad is because today I was told that, the big bosses are in the office, and my regular boss, my immediate supervisor boss, told me, you know, on the sly, that one of my coworkers was let go today. And I asked why, and she said, well, you know, I'm not allowed to disclose that information, which is okay. I mean, I was just, you know, just curious. And then I realized my life really doesn't suck at this moment, even though I'm dreading going to the DMV and I'm having a difficult time, you know, with myself, knowing that I let myself down because I waited till the last minute. I procrastinated. I have nobody to blame but myself. But I'm in the same whatever. I still realize my life isn't that bad. Is that wrong to compare my life to somebody else who just got fired? I laugh because I'm thinking, oh, maybe that's not such a good thing either. You know, because that person's life, you know, the rug has been pulled out from under him. And at least I'm still wobbling as I'm walking, you know. He just has, you know, but he can collect unemployment, though, too, and he can enjoy his how many ever weeks off the government gives. And, yeah, he can mooch off the government for a while and get food stamps. Oh, well, maybe his life is so much better than mine. Yes, it is. Yeah, his life is better than mine because he'll get food stamps. He'll get insurance, like public aid. He'll get, like, he can go to the free clinics. And he gets his unemployment. Gee, I still have to work part-time. Maybe I should just... But see, I didn't get fired. Okay, I'm rambling. But still, you know, that moment of despair that you feel when your bosses haul you in the office and say, it's been nice, pack up your things and turn in your keys and you're done. So, yeah. I'm going to go home and I'm going to study a little bit. And then I'll hit it. And I'll keep you guys posted, of course, right after it happens, whether I pass or fail. You know I'll be doing a boo because I need to get it out of my system. And thank you, McCogan and Simon, for, you know, the little shout-outs and, you know, all the positive thoughts. And then the other thing, too, is my coworkers keep telling me, did you pray? Don't forget to pray before you take your test. And I'm like, yeah, right. How can I expect God to fix the mess that I created myself? Yes, God, I screwed myself. Can you unscrew it for me? No, I think the way that God is written in the Bible, I have to go through my 40 years of walking in the desert before I get to the promised land. Yeah. So anyway, enough said. Laterness, people.